Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, Dr. Tan, with I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. And tonight I wanted to come and give you some words of wisdom. The thoughts tonight that I want to share is to help us to get through the turbulent storms that we endure on this journey called life. And so tonight's podcast will be entitled, It Had to Happen. Again, tonight's podcast is entitled, It Had to Happen. As I think about all the different weather forecasts that took place over the past week, and you're looking at the predictions, not only in our area, but all of the tornadoes, all of the wildfires in different areas, you had earthquakes, you had floods, you even had snowstorms happening simultaneously. And all I could think about is that those same storms that we endure in the natural, we also have to learn how to endure our spiritual storms. And so it's very significant because even with all these different weather situations, predictions coming to fruition happening on last week, and we even have some weather forecasts that are happening now, maybe not in your area, but there are still the remnants of those weather incidents that took place last week that are still being felt even today. But even with that, you wouldn't even think that spring is on the horizon. And so I said all that to say this is because a lot of times when we look at things in the natural, we can't see past what we see. But when we start to shift our mindset to look at things from a spiritual eye, then it begins to, the things that we see or the things that we encounter, the things that happen around us, we can start to see the lesson and the blessing. And so I said all that to say this, because some mornings are 30 degree mornings only to end up to be 70 degree afternoons. And so you, in the natural, you would say, hey, is spring really near? And what I want to tell you is that the storm is actually an indication that your blessing is on the other side. After all of these, after the turbulent winds, the tornado activity, the thunderstorm warnings that we had last week, after everything had cleared, as I was driving down the highway, I looked to the right and I saw the sun shining as bright as ever. And a little bit off to the side of the sun was a glimpse of a rainbow. And I said to myself, even in the midst of a storm, God's power is still present. Because that day, as I was driving along, because we did not have any destructive results from the weather, it appeared as if everything was back to normal. And I know for some in different regions and areas, that was not the case. And so prayers are lifted for those individuals that are dealing with the inclement weather that may have impacted their families, resources, and their region. But one thing I did realize is that there are two constants when it comes to life. A storm and a shift. And so that's what I want to talk about tonight, because it had to happen. I'm reminded of so many different stories that are portrayed in the Bible from the various people that God used in the capacity that he used them in. And regardless of the storm that happened, regardless of the storm that impacted their journey, their mission, there was purpose in the storm. And so I want to just talk about that for just a moment, because a lot of times we think that when the storm comes, that signifies that it won't work, or it's not going to happen, or there's going to be a delay. And that's not necessarily always true. But even with all the things that have happened on last week, we're still on the brink of spring. Regardless of the storms that were forecasted, that were televised all over the news stations, spring is still going to happen. And so what I want to tell you tonight is that regardless of the storm that you're going through, whatever God promised you is still going to come to pass. Sometimes when we look at the storm, we get caught up in what is happening around us or what is happening to us. And sometimes it can cause us to doubt. I'm reminded of when John was thrown into prison because he rejected sin. And at that moment, he at some point began to have some doubt about, you know, is God really who he say he is? Even though he knew it in his heart, but I'm in this storm. Look at what is happening. Is he really who he say he is? Is he really the Messiah? You know, he's sitting in prison. He's having these doubts. His purpose was to prepare the people for the coming Messiah. But God had to reassure him. Jesus reassured him. But he answered his doubts. Jesus had to reassure him, like, hey, you know, remember the healing of the blind? Remember the healing of the lame and the deaf? You remember how we cured the lepers? Remember how we raised the dead? Think about all these miracles. Think about the preaching to the poor, the good news. All this was evidence that he was who he said he was. But even in the storm, sometimes our mindset shifts to what we're going through instead of what we're going to. Think about Esther. You know, she could have faced death by going to the king unannounced, but she had a mission. God had positioned her for purpose so that she could save her people. It was important. And so a lot of times the storms seem so great, But the purpose that God has placed you in that position is greater. I think about Joseph. He went through a turbulent storm for over a decade, being rejected by his brothers. And you know, I'm going to come back to him again because it took a lot for him to forgive them and receive them. But I just want to talk about the storm right now. But it was worth it. It had to happen. He had to go from the pit to get to the palace. I think about David. You know, he was rejected by the Philistines initially. But it didn't matter because God had his hand on him. But it had to happen. Look at how many times people have rejected you, have ignored you, have mistreated you. It had to happen. You know, I was watching a story today about Dr. Vivian Thomas, a African-American man that never went to school. Never went to college, but God had anointed him to be able to perform and to help with cardiac surgeries. Never went to college. He received an honorary degree for his work. Initially, he was overlooked. All the contributions that he had done to help save lives. Nobody knew who he was. He didn't get acknowledged. He was not given any opportunity to speak about his experience until later on in life. But even then, God had his hand on him. It had to happen. A lot of times when we feel isolated, when we feel rejected, abandoned, distressed, since God is putting us in a holding pattern, he has us in isolation. He has us in a hiding place, in his hiding place, because he's preparing us for the purpose that he has predestined for us. And so what God does is he does not allow us to come out prior to the time that he's ready for us to come out. So he keeps us hidden. And sometimes when we are in that place where we are hidden, we receive the rejection and we receive the isolation. And people treat us different because we're not with the in crowd. But I want to tell you tonight that there's no popularity contest in heaven. It ain't going to be who you connected to and what group you belong to and what location you're at and when the zip code that your residence is and the neighborhood you stay in or the car that you drive, how much money you have in your bank account or what your political affiliation is and all of that. But it's going to be who you are connected to. And that has to be the true vine. Who you belong to, and it has to be the God of the Most High. So if you are being rejected right now, it's okay. A lot of people in the Bible were rejected. You in good company. Jesus was rejected in his own country, own town. They rejected him. A lot of times that will happen. The people that know you the most will reject you. They won't support you, but that's okay. Romans 8:31 said, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. You don't need them if he got his hand on you. And I think we know that to be true. You can learn that from the battle of Gideon. how he defeated the enemy with only 300 men and started out with over thousands of men. God says, you got too many. And you know what? It's not really about the number. You know, we hear the phrase, the strength in numbers, but you know, the strength comes from God. It's strength in God. It's peace in God. It's joy in God. It's hope in God. That's where your strength comes from. He says, look to the hill from with all your help cometh. That battle could be defeated with two people, if that's how God saw fit. It's not about the quantity, it's the quality of your praise. It's the quality of your faith. Do you believe that God can do? Do you have that mustard seed of faith? It had to happen. Some of you are being rejected right now. People you've known all your life. All of a sudden now they act like they don't know you. They don't want to talk to you. They're talking behind your back, talking about you, gossiping, spreading rumors. It had to happen because you know what? Where God is taking you right now, they can't go with you. And because he was showing you the signs at the beginning and you weren't paying attention, it had to happen so you could see that these people don't need to go with you. They got to stay right where they are. Some people God allows in your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. It's up to us to discern through prayer who is who. But a lot of times we be entertaining these counterfeits. We entertain counterfeits and we get mad when we find out that there really are wolves in sheep clothing. Because the truth of the matter is, a lot of us are connected to people. They're called trauma bonds. We are connected to them by circumstances, certain emotions that we have felt. And you can connect to with people through that. I went through this and they went through this. So, hey, this is a good friendship right here. Or maybe this is a good relationship because we got similar experiences. That does not mean because you have similar experiences that God placed that person in your path. Because let me tell you something. The enemy can do it too. Everything that glitters ain't gold. And so some of us are allowing counterfeits to entertain us because we haven't did the work yet. And when I say the work, we're not focused. Our mindset has not shifted. We're looking in the natural instead of the spiritual. It says to try the spirit by the spirit. Got to do that with everything and everybody. You ever walked into a room and you felt uncomfortable, like all eyes were on you? You know what happened? In the spiritual realm, the atmosphere shifted because you were anointed. And when you walked in the room, if there was a spirit that was on the assignment for the enemy, they felt it. And so you felt the shift because when you walked in, your anointed announced that you were there. You ever saw somebody walk into a room and maybe you're seated for some type of, you know, maybe it's a conference or whatever it may be. And they walk in and you can immediately feel that power, their confidence, their anointing. Same thing happens with you. It's not so much that people may not like you. A lot of people don't like you because they don't understand the power and the anointing that God has placed on your life. And you don't have to apologize for that. John rebuked sin and he was ridiculed. And you're probably going to have that too when you stand up for what's right, when you stand on the word of God, the strong foundation, when you stand for what he says. This is what he says, and you don't deviate from it. You're going to have people question you. Are you a Christian? Are you really a Christian? Those people that are that's questioning what you are really need to check themselves. They're going to begin to taunt you and try to make you feel like, make you question your faith walk because maybe theirs is not intact. But you got to stay on the wall. You can't be moved by the storm. Remember, the intensity of the storm indicates that there's a breakthrough that is closer than you think. The enemy is at you every day. Every time you turn around, your breakthrough is closer. You know, the thing is, he can't take it from you, but he can get you to abort the mission. And you know why we do it? Because when we have to stop looking at our storms in the natural. It had to happen. Let me go back to Joseph for just a moment. All that Joseph went through does not compare to what God blessed him with. Think about Job. Same thing. He went through all of that. We get to chapter 42. God blessed him with double for his trouble. But even in that with Job, with Joseph, he had to learn to forgive. Look how long it took before his family came needing help. And if God had to show Joseph that initially, what was going to happen, Joseph might not have been too inclined to do it. So God knows what we need, when we need it, and how to deliver it to us. Every storm that we go through, because we're going through it, we're not supposed to pitch a tent and stay in it. But every storm that we go through is supposed to make us better, not bitter. It's supposed to prune us, to make us into what God has predestined for us to be, that expected end, as Jeremiah states, to get us to the expected end. And so it took a lot for Joseph to be able to forgive his blood brothers for what they've done. Some of you have family members that have betrayed you, never supported you, and that's fine. Because guess what? It's easy to want to mistreat them back. That's the natural reaction in human nature. But when you allow God to come into your heart and to make you over, even though you say that you wouldn't help them, when the time comes to help them, you do. Because you have allowed God to prune you, to get rid of that spirit of offense. And you've really taken on where it talks about in Matthew to love your brother, do good to those that mistreat you and despitefully misuse you. Guess what? I used to think that, you know, I would say, you know, I'm not going to let nobody use me. But only God can use you. What people do is they can attempt to get over. But every time, if you got your hands in God's hand, every time they attempt to get over, God just makes your enemy your footstool. They still be beneath you, no matter how hard they try to overtake you. So you know what? It ain't no need to get mad at them. It ain't no need to waste your energy to get mad and stay mad and be frustrated with them. Now, should you be frustrated sometimes? Or can you get frustrated? Yes, of course. It's only natural. Does it upset you? Of course. The Bible says that you can get angry and sin not. It's okay to have those emotions. Just keep them in check. But at the end of the day, people can't do no more than God allows. And if he allows it, he done took care of it. People that think that they are digging a ditch for you, they really are not. they really building a stepping stone for you. Because he says that he will make your enemies your footstool. He says that he'll prepare a table in the place of your enemies. So what he'll do is allow your enemies to see that all that they did to try to take you down and to destroy you, he just turned it around for your good and it elevated you. And you ever wonder why? You go places and you wonder why you don't fit in. Well, guess what? You weren't made to fit in. You were made to stand out. But it had to happen. The betrayal with your family members, the disappointment on your job had to happen. So that you can depend on God and not yourself. It had to happen. The storm comes to wash away all the negative residue and to cleanse you so that when the storm is over, you're standing brand new. That's all the storm does. It just purges you. And it's supposed to make you better. I can tell you from personal experience. I know that I got a long way to go, but I thank God that I'm far farther along than I used to be. Some people will make you really, really get on your knees and pray. Because it's so easy to get caught up in how people treat you to want to return the favor. But you don't have to do that. You have to still stand for what Christ is all about. But I can remember a time where I had people to try to sabotage things that I was doing. They were plotting behind my back. Had got a whole group of people to go along with them. And the funny thing about it is, maybe 20 years earlier, I would have really took offense to it. I probably wouldn't have responded, you know, in a godly way because I was still working through how to deal with opposition and rejection. Not realizing that everybody that God used went through opposition and rejection and isolation. They had storm after storm after storm that they had to overcome, not to punish them. The purpose of the storm was because to whom much is given, much is required. God has chosen you for such a time as this. And I had to realize that over the years, I see God's hand in everything that has happened to me. And I was sitting there thinking, on this one particular day, I got really frustrated. And I started praying and I said, Lord, I really don't understand what I did to make people act this way. And I heard in my spirit, it had to happen. Because if I had allowed you to come in and get complacent, to get comfortable, you wouldn't be able to do what I sent you here to do. And so I have to make sure that you stay on your knees seeking me and not the approval of people. Because a lot of times what happens is we get so complacent and comfortable and we start looking for the praise of man instead of the approval of God. And when we start looking at the praise of man and approval of man, then we get caught up in what they think and if they like us and they don't like us. And sometimes what God has sent for us to do or has prepared for us to do gets kind of shifted into accommodating what man wants. And even though at the time that I was going through the storm, I was trying to understand, like Habakkuk did when he was trying to figure out why God was taking one group that he felt like was, why would you use them to show them this other group? You know, why would you do that? They're bad people too. Like, I don't understand. God has his reasons. He doesn't think the way we think. He doesn't move the way we move. Simple things that we think should work, God is very strategic. And so I never forget, after saying that prayer, the next day I went in. It's like God had gave me a makeover. I had, you know, thought in my mind, I was like, you know, I was trying to figure out how would I respond to constant backlash or constant injustice. But God did it. He said, peace be still. In other words, the peace that I give you is not as the world give you. They can't take it and they can't give it. Be still and know that I'm God. And you know what? I had a great day that day. Were the weapons still forming? Of course. But they didn't prosper. Because you know what? If you resist the devil, he'll flee. And that just makes the enemy real mad when you know that you know that you know that God got your back and they can't do nothing with you. Oh, they really get upset. Then they really amp it up trying to get your attention. But you don't have to pay attention to what the enemy is doing because he's already defeated. And you know what really gets them? Is when you got people that want to see you fail, don't want to support you, smiling in your face, but they want to take your place. You know, all of that. Digging ditches for you. You know, fake supporters. All of that. Whatever it is. Whatever situation you find you're in. Family members that don't like you. Jealousy, envy. Whatever it is. On your job, at home. Just wherever. Friendships, relationships, whatever is happening. When you can treat them right, despite how they treat you. Now that's it right there. That's how you know that God is working on you. Joseph still blessed the people that cursed him, that threw him in the pit, that sold him. He still blessed them anyhow. Bible says they want your coat, give them the head too. Your enemy can't stand for you to bless them. And be sincere about it. Oh, man. That heaps hot coals over the head. That's what scripture says. Can't stand it. You burning them up. They looking at you like, why are they being nice to me? Why are they being good to me? Why did they give me a cup of water to drink and I'm thirsty when I wouldn't have did the same for them? Why are they buying me food to eat? Offering to buy my food today when I'd have mistreated them. Why are they doing this? Why are they helping me out with this assignment when I just tried to destroy them, or I tried to sabotage their assignment? Why? Because God says you will never be defeated as long as you got your hand in his hand. He said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. They can't stop you. They can't block you. It had to happen. You know why? Because if it didn't, your faith would be in man. Your hope would be in their praise. Your joy would be contingent upon how people treat you. But now you can go about your day knowing that it doesn't matter how they treat you, what they say about you, if they support you, if they like you. It doesn't matter, because if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. That's all you need to know. It had to happen. Some of you right now have just started to reevaluate your circle, because you know that some of the people that you got in your circle, you need to get rid of them. It had to happen. And let me tell you, as I get ready to close, as I get ready to close, just know that you are victorious in every area of your life. If you stay focused and put God first, there's nothing nobody can do. It had to happen so that you could know who's for you and who's against you. It had to happen so that you could put your faith in God and not in man. It had to happen so God can usher you into your purpose. It had to happen so that you know that with God, all things are possible, and with man, they are not. It had to happen. Don't allow the storm of life to cause you to negate the purpose that God has predestined for you to fulfill. Just know that the storm is preparation for your next. You're getting ready to walk into the greatest area of your life. Your latter days will be better than your former days. Your past does not determine your future. God has his hand on your life. And whatever it is that God is working through you, he's going to do it until he perfects that in you to get you to be that he has called you to be. Don't allow people to bring up your past, because your past has nothing to do with the vision and the mission that God has placed on your life. Every last one of us has a past. Everyone in the Bible had a past too. But if God has called you, if he has his hand on you, then your past will not stop what God is about to do in you and through you. Let God lead and guide you. Don't allow the talk of others to get you distracted and discouraged. You are victorious. Yes, you are. And if you don't believe that it had to happen, then just take a look back over your life and all the storms that God has brought you through successfully and how you came out better than before. And I dare you to say, even now, you know what? Lord, I thank you for your direction, redirection, and protection. It had to happen. God bless. Until we speak again, be encouraged and good night.
The Bible says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph." That means he makes me win. So that means I am victorious.